the great doctor of the church, St. Catherine of Siena, wrote a very beautiful meditation on the Passion of Christ. Of course, she was most devoted to Jesus and the Passion. And in the course of her meditation, she said this. She said, of all of the sins of the world, the one which must have hurt my Lord the most was not that of Adam and Eve. It was not that of Judas. It was not that of Peter. It was his complete and total rejection by the world itself, which he created out of love. And she said it is represented by the shouting that we have no king but Caesar. When we think about that, she is truly prophetic. Jesus, the sinless one, the Son of God, obedient out of love for the Father and for us, willingly went through everything we just listened to, not because he had to, he wanted to. He wanted to suffer and die for us because we could not ever atone for what we had done. He did it for us. But that statement of St. Catherine of Siena should ring in our ears. We have no king but Caesar. That is complete, total rejection of love itself. And yet, we know from the Gospels, one of the last words of Jesus before he dies is, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Each and every time you and I gaze upon the crucifix, not just today, but every time we gaze upon the crucifix, it might be well for you and me in our hearts to say a very short, silent prayer. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on me, a sinner, and know that we will have his mercy. That's the kind of love the crucifix presents to each of us.